To say Bill Dodd is stuck in the past isn't an insult. It's just his way of life. He's a collector, and his home is filled to the brim with knickknacks and bibelots ranging from Civil War bullets to modern British bobby helmets. He wants you to know that the only person responsible for closing Nash Farm Battlefield Museum is him.
I agreed to set up the museum if I was the curator. And as curator, I would have final say over what would be displayed, how it would be displayed, how it would be portrayed, and where it would be located at in the museum.
The museum operated under a gentleman's agreement. For close to 10 years, there was no official arrangement for volunteers to operate on county property, but there wasn't opposition either. That changed after the election of Henry County Commissioner Dee Clemens, the first African-American woman to hold that role. In an interview on talk radio station WAOK, Clemens said a number of her constituents expressed concern about Confederate flags flying on county property.
The people of Henry County elected me to be good stewards of the county property, and so with that being said, it is my responsibility to ask questions.
Clemens says those questions led her to request that a Confederate flag be removed from a flagpole and other flags be moved away from the windows. The museum's volunteer board says Clemens asked for the flags to be completely gone, so they packed up and locked the doors. What would have been a mundane squabble in local governance has instead ignited a firestorm of debate about history, hate, and the Confederate flag.
They think we're a bunch of redneck knucklehead, tobacco-spitting, chewing, womanizing boozers. Okay, I like my chewing tobacco, I like my cigars, I like my beer, but I'm not a redneck dumbass.
On one side of the debate is Wes Freeman, a 68-year-old Vietnam veteran. He and about 250 other Confederate flag supporters showed up at Nash Farm on a recent Saturday morning to defend what they see as a sustained attack on the intelligence, culture, and history of those in the South. Chris Hill leads a local militia, the Georgia Security Force 3%. And is no stranger to having to defend himself. The Southern Poverty Law Center labels the 3%ers as an anti-government hate group known for anti-Islamic views. But Hill says the Confederate flag has been co-opted by real hate groups and feels removing the flag maligns and misrepresents Southerners and groups like the 3%ers.
And I look at it as an assault on our way of life. I look at it as an assault on history. We are often, you know, misunderstood as being affiliated with racist groups, and the media does a good job of lumping us all together.
For some people, the flag is one of the few remaining links to their Southern ancestry. On the other side of the debate, and on the other side of town, dozens of community members wish that link would go away. Sarah Billups is the community coordinator for the Henry County NAACP. She was one of more than 300 people that packed a recent commission meeting. She held up an American flag as she spoke in support of Commissioner Clemens.
This is the flag that we all should be flying. This is the flag that my brothers went and served in the armed forces under. The Confederate flag has been there for 150 years plus.
One thing that won't die anytime soon is the tension that has been wrested to the surface in this quiet suburban community. But some things will change. The county manager announced a review of standards and policies for parks, and the commission chair has asked for a master plan for the battlefield to be discussed by all commissioners. There are no plans to reopen the museum, and just like the collection in Bill Dodd's house, the story of the Confederate flag at Nash Farm will soon become history itself. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Henry County.